Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning.
It is Mother's Day. We're so glad to have you along this morning. This is News You Can Use. Ann Baldwin, one of the hosts of this program, and
Lisa and Kenoki, mother and grandmother too many.
Too many. I know you've got how many grandkids?
I think last count is like about 16.
16
grand- And then there's other ones that claim me as their Gigi as their gorgeous grandmother that I accept. So the brood is getting bigger.
There you go. And what a blessing that you are to them, I'm sure, because everybody needs a strong woman in their life, right?
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them, you can call them.
I've had great role models, and I think that's what we've all had, is some great role models to try and follow in our footsteps here, in their footsteps.
That's right. So I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I had one granddaughter, but guess what? My daughter is expecting again. Yay! So I'm going to have two. I'm so excited. But, you know, it's really kind of an interesting, I thought it would be a good opportunity to really define, you know, what a mother not only is, but what a mother means in your life. Mm-hmm. And you and I are both fortunate to still have our mothers with us.
Yes.
I mean, and that's one of the things. I can't imagine for people out there to have a day like a Mother's Day and you don't have your mother around anymore.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. I've gone through one Father's Day without my father, but my relationship with my father was so much different than the one is with my mother.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just so close. So close, and I'm just, again, so grateful that she's still with me and active and running around, and she's crazier than I am, if you can imagine that.
Well, that's where you get your energy from.
Oh, my gosh, I don't have half the energy that she has, and she's 85 years old.
See, my mom's 86, going to be 87, so same thing, running around, still playing her organ at Mass every week.
That's great, isn't it? What do you think the expectation? What do you expect on Mother's
Day? I don't
know.
You know, for me, to be honest, because I'm still helping to raise grandchildren, even full-time and teenagers, I love to have the day to myself. We'll go to church if it's on a weekend, or, you know, my daughter always makes sure to bring something fun over. But I'm actually fine to just kind of do something for myself, whether it's to go have a spa afternoon, have a massage, just something. I think I've tried to look at it differently, and I also am very reflective of the fact that my mom is older, and I don't want to lose sight of missing a time with her. So I think I'm more concentrating on the people around me, you know, making sure to kind of spread the love and the time and make sure that they're also feeling good. So if I try and put in some time with my mom, I also definitely take time for myself. So I don't think I have these big expectations of having these big, huge Mother's Day, because I think that's what we have to do, is kind of take a time back to reflect and enjoy ourselves. I mean, that's part of it. I think we do so much every day.
And that's the thing, right? If you really have a good relationship with your mother, I don't think of that day as that big of a deal.
Right.
And maybe it's an obligation, I think, in some cases.
Yeah, I do. I think I was fortunate. My mom was always about, don't worry about getting me gifts. And of course, I do try and get her something all the time, but she always says don't. But I also don't wait for Mother's Day. I try to celebrate her all the time. If I see something special, I just get it. I think it's important for us to let people know they're important to us on other days, not just on Mother's Days, not just on birthdays. I remember posting something a couple weeks ago saying my brother came home, and people said, oh, it's your mom's birthday. No, I told my brother he needed to come home because he hadn't seen my mom in a couple years. And I said, we can't take for granted time
tomorrow
together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was important. It wasn't about any particular day. It was come home and surprise your mom because it's just another day. And why do we make time to rush for funerals and other things if we're not going to try and create memories? To me, it's about creating memories with people.
Right.
And if Mother's Day is a special day, then we need to create memories so that on Mother's Day we maybe can do a flashback. What were some of those things we did, or share something important, or hear their stories? So I think part of the expectation, and I definitely was different when I was a younger mom, you did have those expectations of going out to eat or do different things, or what's someone going to get me? And I think that's where we set ourselves up for the disappointment. So I think it's just easier. And if you're a single mom with kids, who's doing the buying? It's really you buying, and then you don't want to put that on your kids. So I think I tried to lower the bar a little bit. If I get a great card, my mom's always doing cards. If I try and send cards to other mothers, because there are some mothers who are doing things who don't have anybody to kind of give them a pat on the back, or, I just think it's just better for us to just have some, lower the expectation in terms of what that means. What does it mean to us to just live another great day and not be disappointed with people, and just kind of look at what can we do to make someone else's day.
Right, and you bring up a good point too, because there are so many people out there doing it alone, and there's so many fathers too.
That's right.
I know so many men that are raising their children
on their
with
own.
No support, and then here you go, Mother's Day. And it's such an uncomfortable situation to put kids in.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, if you will, the buying power. And you say, well, maybe just go get a card. Have you looked at the back of a price of a card these days?
Yeah. $7, $8.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah. My granddaughter came to me with a card without the envelope. I said, that includes an envelope.
Yes.
Where's the envelope for that? I was like, that's a $6.99 and there was no envelope. She said, I looked. I said, look again. Comes with it.
Or take one from another section.
Yeah.
Take the color that you like. That's what I always do.
But I do think you're bringing up another point about, kids that are either their moms. During COVID, a lot of people passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have their moms. So it's such a somber day in many ways for people. I think until you lose someone, you don't really understand the depth of how excruciating that could be to know this day is coming up. Or same thing as you said, if you have alcoholism or anything else, it's a day that might feel just excruciating, just very lonely.
Right.
For whatever reason, maybe nothing to do, no control of your own.
Right. It's pain or it's whatever
it
is.
Holidays can be, I always tell people, especially working with a lot of fathers, I always tell people holidays for some people aren't the joyful Hallmark card that it is for others.
Mm-hmm.
I try and make it again. I love holidays myself, but I try to include other people. And I also, even just this past Easter, I said to my granddaughter, obviously we went to church, but I said, make something for your sisters. People are used to always getting something for themselves. What can we do? Can we go to the homeless shelter? Can we feed someone? Can we share a dinner with someone? Can we share something we have? Because I think we really don't understand our strength and our purpose unless we really are sharing with other people.
And it feels so good.
It does.
It feels
it
so
does.
Good. And these holidays have become so commercialized.
Yes.
You see the money and the amount of dollars that people spend on Valentine's Day is one of the big ones.
Yeah.
And then there's Mother's Day. And to manage expectations in another way. So who is obliged to pay tribute to a mother? So, for example, I live with a man and he always gets me something for Mother's Day. But I tell him, I'm not your mother.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that. But your kids aren't here. I feel bad. So, you know, my kids, obviously, they always reach out. I tell them, if you text me on Mother's Day, there will be hell to pay. Do mm-hmm. not text me a happy Mother's Day.
Yes,
don't
call.
Text me. Don't text me on any holiday
that's
or for
right.
any
call.
Special occasion.
Communicate.
That's one thing I will not tolerate.
That's right.
I just want to hear your voice. I don't want flowers. I don't need anything. I just want to know that you're thinking of me on this day and hopefully every day.
Right. That's well, I think I'll take the flowers if they send it to you. Sorry. And I love it. If your guy is giving you something, you know, I think that's a great gesture. I think it's just love. I think it's not expected, but I think it's great love to just show that you're valued in many ways. Because again, it doesn't mean a gift. It could just be cooking for you. It could be giving you, doing your toenails in terms of, you know, pedicure.
Okay, you better stop now.
Yeah. But I do. I think that's just a nice gesture. I think anytime people can be thoughtful, no
that's
matter
what it's all
the
about.
Day, mm-hmm. it's kindness in its own form. And sometimes that's the only thing people know how to do is to share in that way. So I don't begrudge anybody that wants to do something nice for someone else. That might be the only thing they know how to do, or that's what they've grown up seeing others do.
Right.
And if they want to do that, I think that's great.
All right, I have a question for you. So you go and you pick out a nice card for your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just write, "Love, Lisa"? Or do you then personalize it and write a nice note that goes with it?
Well, I'm going to put "Love, Lisa, your number one daughter." Usually, I put
the only daughter, right?
No,
you are the number one.
Oh. I'm the number one. I'm her firstborn child, so I always kind of joke and put that. But I think my mom's taught me something. I sometimes will put it in the mail with a stamp on it because I think it's formal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live far from her. I see her all the time, but I think she's taught us, you know, from an etiquette point of view, to mail thank you notes. She mails thank you notes to us and cards to us and to my grandkids. I think the art of writing and sharing and expressing is important. I think I shared last time I was here that, you know, I had a pen pal and I went back and found her postcards and things. I think for me, that means something. I even say to my grandkids, save the envelope that you got a card or something from someone, because I think you have to, the whole experience, not just rip it and take the card out and see if there's something in it.
Right.
No, it's the whole thing. It's understanding that it took someone's time and energy. So yeah, I do think notes. I don't know that I write long notes all the time anymore, but I definitely write something that's specific to that person. And I do think that's something so special. I think that something is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you share with someone how you feel, not through email. You can do that on email. I do send updates on emails, overview of what's going on. But I think to put something in a card, in a note, and send it. I know I had, you know, just different relatives that did lose their mom. And we said, send them their birthday card or Mother's Day card, because it would be the first time without their significant parent. And I think, again, it was just like, wow, it's a surprise. And that's what you want.
Yes.
I want a smile on someone's face.
I was just going to say that. Think of the smile on their face and the satisfaction and gratification that they get from getting something like that.
And then, leading by example. If we don't lead by example, mm-hmm. I think you can't just tell people to do it. Lead it by example. That's what you're going to remember. You're going to remember, ooh, that person took the time for me. And you might not think about it now, especially if you're younger. But later on, I'm telling you, I still find letters that people have written to me. I save each and every one of them, sometimes maybe two.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
Yeah.
I've got drawers and drawers full of cards from my grandmother and things like that. But like you said, it's a treasure now.
Yes.
Because my grandmother's no longer with us. So it's one of those things where you just do what feels right and what makes you feel good. And I got to tell you, I'm one of those people, I'd rather give than receive any day, any time.
Yes.
It just makes me so happy.
Yes.
And then there you have the challenge, too, with these people out there who might not have a relationship, a mother-daughter relationship that they want to celebrate. I'll be very honest. When it would come to Father's Day, and my father, God rest his soul, when I would go to find a Father's Day card,
you can't find it.
I would stand there and read everyone, because thanks for being there and supporting me throughout my life.
It
without you, I mean,
it didn't sum up exactly.
No, it
what
didn't.
Your relationship
not even
was.
Close.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd put this one back.
Yeah.
So the only thing I could do is get one that had a joke.
Yeah.
I got a joke card from my dad for Father's Day.
Which is something that I've also thought about doing, creating a card line that kind of said things, especially for fathers, because fathers always get sandwiched in between graduation, summer, freedom, let's go. So I've thought about doing a card line even for moms who are like a mom, because you might not always have that concrete, you know, again, Disney picture of what a relationship is with a mom. I'm fortunate that I do have a mom, but I am very proud that I share my mom with so many people. So many people call my mother mom, and it doesn't bother me. I think at one point it kind of bothered me. I was like, that's my mom. But, you know, to understand if you bring joy and wisdom to so many other people, I think, again, that's a gift to be able to share with other people, because not everybody has had, you know, some of the same love and understanding or leadership that I've had. So I think that that's something, again, that, you know, when you're fortunate enough, you share it and hope if it impacts other people's life in a positive way. I know there's some people that probably, you know, think something totally different of my mom than I might. And that's okay. If she can get that rise out of someone to do something else for her, somebody sent a limousine for her. Donna Campbell actually sent a limousine for Donna's birthday 2 weeks ago. She sent a limousine for my mother and my stepfather so that they could go to her birthday party, literally.
Wow.
She always looks out for my parents, and she talks about the fact that she was adopted, but she feels like they were instrumental in her life in different ways.
Sure.
But the fact that she would do that, I think is fabulous. And she had it videotaped, and she was just as excited that they got there. And I think that's great. If it brought her joy and it brought them joy that, geez, somebody wants to do this for me still, I think that's fabulous. And I think we need to do more of that. Again, celebrate people while they're here.
Yes.
You know, let them know they're important while they're here.
Absolutely. And then you have these complicated relationships.
Yeah.
Stepmoms.
Yep.
So
I like to say bonus mom. I'm a bonus mom to yes. many. Not that my stepkids think that I'm such a bonus mom, but that's okay. I'll claim it.
And that is just it. What do you call them?
Yeah.
What do you call them? And I think it depends on what stage of your life this person becomes stepmom or your bonus mom or whatever you want to call it.
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know you're not a replacement mom. Mm-hmm. You realize that they have a mother there, and that's something that will always be sacred. I think if people can look at blended families as they do today and look at it as it's just another level of expertise, someone who has a different mindset, different thoughts, different ideas. Again, if we can appreciate and respect that everybody's coming from a different place and that we could take all this information and help ourselves to be expanded in terms of our mind, our conversations, then, you know, I think that's something I've been very different, I know, with my own bonus children. And I think people so often would be, when my son was younger, oh, why do you, you know, let this mom come into your house? Well, it doesn't bother me. It's about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
If we're really honest and it's about the kids, why do you feel inferior to someone else who had a totally different relationship with this person at a time when you probably weren't around? And even if you were, it's different. Everybody has their own connection. And I've never felt threatened by that. And I think that's something that we, again, have to look at ourselves and kind of say,
It's an evolution. It's something that we're getting used to. I know with my granddaughter, so
yes.
my daughter and her first husband are divorced, and now she has a stepmom. And we're really having some issues with that because she's 10. And
yeah.
she's got a mom,
right.
And just putting the word mom into somebody else in front of somebody else's name
yeah.
isn't working for her.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, not so much my struggle as it is my daughter's struggle. So what do you do? And then what are the expectations of a stepmom? I guess it depends on the situation.
Yeah, I think it's the situation. But I think, again, if we can all lead by example, and remember it's your granddaughter that
yes.
has to navigate that.
Right.
So if we can be, you know, put our big girl panties on, more or less,
mm-hmm.
and just be gracious, she'll be a gracious, kind person because she'll see you doing that. And that's all we can really ask, is that to be inclusive of everyone and to remember it's the kids that have to go through this journey. And
right.
if we are so dead set against, well, she can't come over here, or this one can't do the one, or this one's not related to you, I mean, then you're just kind of setting up a lot of turmoil with kids that now only see things one way, and that's the way the world kind of says this is how it's supposed to be. And unfortunately, I know many people that have been in blended families, and the best ones that work are the ones that people are like, that, you guys used to be married to each other?
Uh-huh.
People are always shocked. And I think that's a good way to be, that you can be healthy and say, hey, it didn't work out at that time, but no big deal.
See, but some people can't get over it. Some people,
oh, no. That's,
depending on what the situation was,
right.
you know, around the divorce, and I can tell you, I had one of the worst situations. Well, everybody's is bad, right? But still, I let that go because my kids were young. And you have to. I mean, I could be bitter, I could be mad, but I just chose not to be. And how I explained that was, you know what? My life and our life will all be fine, but my life is going to be better in this situation than it was with your father.
That's right.
But we're both here for you.
That's right.
And it's interesting, to the point where my ex-husband would come over for holidays when the kids were at home, and my fiance would leave for work, and my ex would stay around and help me do the dishes.
That's perfect.
And I trust me, he just helped me do the dishes.
That's, well, you know. Okay. Now, that's fine.
Yeah. And you
can help you cook too. You said just the dishes,
just
but
the
if
dishes.
He wanted to cook.
Well, that's not what I was thinking.
Too.
But anyway, you know what I mean? You're trying to keep me straight today, aren't you?
No, but I do think it's something to the beauty of realizing, and I remember taking a picture of one of my bonus kids of their parents together. And I remember she sneered at me. Why would you take a picture of my mom and dad with me? I said, because you came from them. And it doesn't require me in the picture. I just took it because I know something later on in life you'll want documented. I think when kids can have the benefit, as long as there's not a whole bunch of sneering and jeering, of seeing families together, seeing parents together, they don't have to be pulled and divided at that moment. And I think that's the best gift you can give them, is that you not say, oh, well, you know, be better, not bitter. That's what I always tell
Absolutely.
People. Better, not bitter.
I love that one.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody out there don't have high expectations, if I can give you any piece of advice on this Mother's Day. But the other thing is, you know, kind of do what you need to do for yourself. Like
right.
You said, Lisa, I just want to be alone in my house.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah.
Just the quiet, you know, take a hot bath, maybe do a couple things that I want to do, go for a walk, whatever. That's me. See,
yes.
I'm pretty low maintenance. I don't need to be wined and dined and given all this stuff. I don't.
Well, I want to get the stuff. Don't worry.
Okay.
But
you're
guess what? But that's okay. I don't always get it. But what I do get is maybe 10 different calls from grandkids. What are you doing? And I think it's a trick question.
Uh-huh.
What am I doing?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah.
So I'm a little careful with what am I doing? I don't say nothing because can you come get me to get a haircut? No, that's not Mother's Day for me. So no.
Right.
You know. So yeah. But I do. I love the idea that I have solid relationships with all, you know, with my kids, with my grandkids, that they still call me all the time. And I love that idea because there's some people who don't get phone calls. So I always am grateful for the fact that I do have lots of folks to talk to. And I remind them sometimes that, you know, if it's not working, if we're in disagreement right now, I can move on to the next the next one. But I do think if we can think about mothers that are in homeless shelters, mothers that, you know, are having a hard time, if we can just take something that we have at our house that we're not using anymore and just put in a little bag and give it to someone else, even bring it to a church, bring it to a homeless shelter, just the smile of being thoughtful, I think, will do more for our souls than just getting all the gifts in the
world.
Let
me ask you a tough question. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. So you're raising some of your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So does that build, or is that from your daughter or for your son? From your
my
son.
My son,
from
mostly.
Your son.
I have, you know, there's one from my daughter, but mostly my sons.
So do you have resentments then against your children because you're raising
no.
their children?
No, they're there. They're around. So no, but I do think what I have to do with my granddaughter in particular, who happens to be a main one that I'm raising, I usually start with her a couple weeks before and say, hey, you need to get a card for your mom. I think sometimes she looks at me cross-eyed because she knows her mom wouldn't have the same consideration, I'll say it to you like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them we're classy, not sassy. So we want to do things in a classy way so you can still get for Easter. Like I said, she has other sisters, other siblings, in addition to the ones with my son that she shares. And I tell her, make something for your sisters, all your sisters. Family is important.
Mm-hmm.
And that relationship and those bonds are important. It's unfortunate that she has a frayed relationship with her maternal, you know, her mom and her maternal grandmother. But I also don't condone people to be nasty. And I don't condone people to put kids in the middle and expect them to choose. You know, I expect that we all can lead by example. And if you can't, then you have to kind of, you know, leave your issues at the door. But I still say to my granddaughter, I'm not resentful at all. No, because it's a choice.
Right. But where do you get this? Where do you get your attitude? Where do you get your...
I think my mom was always, you know, accepting of other people. My grandparents raised other children, and they were never told, like, you know, this isn't your real cousin or your real, they were just about family. My grandfather had 22 siblings, but only I think 10 or 12 of them as I was growing up. We didn't have the cell phones and internet. My grandfather would come from Florida all the way up and knew all his brothers and sisters, knew all their kids, their his nieces and nephews, and their grandnieces and nephews. And he was very proud of that. He was a very proud patriarch man of his family. And I think I adapted that. I love and know all of my cousins, and I try and keep in contact with them. And I just learned that I think we have to share. Again, if someone's hungry, help them. Mm-hmm. How do we feel good about being successful if we're just going to keep it to ourselves?
Right, right.
I just don't see that.
Well, you're living by example, and it's so wonderful that you had such a great example. And trust me,
there's a lot of haters. Don't think that. I don't have a lot of haters.
I know.
But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I have to smile and grin and say, you know what? You know, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like my blessings come from doing the right thing as opposed to being not nice.
Absolutely. So what's your message? We got about a minute left. You get 30 seconds to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day.
I wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. And I wish for peace and for joy, for you to find joy, whatever that is for that day. If it's going to the ocean and just looking, putting your foot in the ocean, I think we should do it. You know, I always say, if you had 30 days to live, what would you do? Mm-hmm. Let's start with today.
Right.
That's it.
That's great advice. Well, on behalf of myself and Lisa and Kanoki, we want to wish each and every one of you out there, if you're blessed enough to have your mother in your life, enjoy every moment. Trust us.
Hug mothers, hug the ones that are your mothers, the ones that aren't, but just give a hug. It'll make a big difference, and a smile.
I love hugs.
That's it.
They're my favorite.
We're going to hug now.
So again, happy Mother's Day, and thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.